This might be the hardest Mario Bros. Wii challenge that I've ever attempted. A few days ago, the YouTuber Dottie posted the question, is it possible to reveal Toad and bring him all the way to the flagpole without picking him up? So I decided to find out. Within the first 2 seconds, I learned just how hard this was going to be. If at any point Toad touches the ground, we fail the challenge, meaning the only way to make progress is to bounce him on our head. To start, we need to bounce Toad super high, jump on this pipe, and then bounce Toad again, all before he touches the ground. This might not sound too crazy, but doing it 3 times in a row is actually pretty tough, especially with this gap before the last pipe. Using a well-timed jump, we can actually boost Toad upwards, cross the gap, and then catch Toad on the other side. Right after we land, we have to get Toad above these blocks and avoid the enemies. Even if we simply bump one of the blocks, Toad loses all of his momentum and we have to restart the challenge. Eventually, I did this weird jump with the Koopa and somehow it actually worked, so I'm just not gonna question it. From here, things get slightly easier as we go up this hill, but then just a few seconds later, we have to continue bouncing Toad without being able to see him, so that's exciting. Moving on, this block looks completely normal. However, it's in the perfect spot where Toad likes to either bump it or land on it, which is super annoying, but still not impossible. Next, we have to jump over these 3 blocks, and then jump over this gap while making sure to avoid the Goomba. Finally, after doing this one more time, the rest of the level is pretty simple, letting us safely transport Toad all the way to the flag and proving that